It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. One of the things that makes craft breweries and distilleries unique, besides their tasty beer and wine, is that they are both the manufacturers and the point of sale for the product. That is not technically allowed under Wisconsin law, and craft brewers are worried that a new legislative committee to sort out a set of laws that are around 80 years old will box them out. Caitlin Farrell wrote about this for the Cap Times. She is the paper's public affairs and investigative reporter, and she's with us now to talk about this. Caitlin, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So a legislative committee has formed this year to clarify Wisconsin's regulations on the production and sale of alcohol. I should say that there's a lot of clarification that is needed on this. Small producers are concerned about this. Why?
Sure. So, and one thing I'll just note is that actually it's a very convoluted and quite old regulatory system that regulates legacy breweries, wineries, distilleries, and then wholesalers and retailers. And if you are a brewery in the state of Wisconsin, you can sell and have people taste your own beer. But it gets tricky when you want then to sell also wine and liquor as well if you're a beer producer. And so since we're seeing new, we're seeing people making cider and wineries are really growing across the state, that's where it gets tricky when these people want to be able to sell each other's products and do all kinds of different types of things that we didn't really see before.
And what's keeping them from doing this?
So the state's alcohol laws are regulated by what's called a three-tier system, and so it's a regulatory system that dates back to Prohibition, and it was intended to prevent monopolies back then. And what it does is there's folks who manufacture alcohol beverages, so brewers, wineries, and distilleries, and then folks that are wholesalers, so they distribute those products to retailers like grocery stores, taverns. It's intended to, distributors will say that their role is necessary. It allows new products to come to market that might not otherwise get a chance to be on the shelves of retailers and grocery stores and on tap lines at taverns. And then taverns, say that it allows them to sell a variety of products rather than just being tied to one specific brewery. So the problem has come in as we've seen, different types of businesses like brew pubs, as I said, cideries, distilleries that want to be able to sell a variety of products. Maybe they want to distribute their own beer or their own product to a place and they really can't. So there's a lot of different sides of the issue, and it's kind of complicated because pretty much every tier of this system has issues with how things are going and the way that the state has regulated this over the last few years.
We are talking about breweries and rules that might actually change and make it harder for small breweries and small distilleries to sell their product outside of their tavern. We're taking your calls here, 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org, or you could tweet us at WPR Mornings. So the craft breweries, they want to sell each other's product. They don't want to go through the middleman. Is that what I'm hearing?
So it's sort of a variety of things. They want to be able to sell wine in addition to the beer that they produce. And right now, some do that and some don't. Part of the problem, which is why the legislature is studying this issue, is that there's been some measure of unequal enforcement. And so there's thousands of folks who are players at every tier of the system in this state. And the Department of Revenue has, I think, less than a dozen enforcement agents to enforce state law on this, and the law itself is really hard to interpret. And so part of the problem, which is why craft brewers and alcohol producers are somewhat upset at this committee and want change, is they just really want to be able to interpret the law so they know how to follow it. And so they're hoping that this legislative study committee can provide clarity there.
And they're not hopeful. I mean, they hope that they can provide clarity. But from what I'm reading from when you wrote, they're not happy with the makeup of the committee and what the kinds of paths they're going down, right?
Yep, right. Yeah. So Will Glass, who is the main guy I quoted, is the president of the Wisconsin Craft Beverage Coalition. And they're a pretty new group. They were formed last year. because they really felt like the deck was stacked against them when it came to really wanting to change the law, they pretty fundamentally want to modernize the law and change the way the state regulates these businesses so that businesses can thrive and entrepreneurs can find new business models, whereas wholesalers, retailers have been advocates traditionally for maintaining what the status quo has been or enforcing the law as it has been in the three-tier system. And so, they've been upset. I mean, wineries also have been trying for a long time to get hours extended. Right now, a winery in the state can only be open until 9 p.m. There's been many attempts to extend that to midnight. And so they just, these folks, a lot of them have just said that they really want to, they want an even playing field. They want to be able to, why should they have to close at 9? They want to be able to hold a wedding and,
Right.
Yeah.
So let's look at the makeup of this committee. Are the people on this committee likely to listen to the new kinds of businesses, the wineries that want to expand, the craft breweries that make their beer on premise and sell it on premise and then deliver to other breweries?
So it's hard to say, I suppose, at this point what any one member will advocate for. The committee is still ongoing, so they're going to meet at least two more times. They go through December, and there is a winery owner on this committee, but there are then several other folks who interests lie more with the wholesale and retail tier. Some of the folks I spoke to, a variety of folks involved with this issue, and a lot of them had expressed reticence in commenting more and really saying that they feel, as you said, I'd quoted the Wine and Spirits Institute, they feel like it's been an open forum and that it's kind of wide open for debate. I mean, one thing that this committee is considering, a series of proposals, some of which contradict each other at this point. They're just sort of a spectrum of policy prescriptions. And so I think that some folks view that as an opening to looking at a variety of legislation, but Will Glass really views it as like two against, I don't know, seven. I don't quite recall how many people are on this, but mostly in the minority as far as the folks that are quite powerful and have money and lobbying behind them.
So two questions. First of all, how long is this committee going to be studying this? And is there going to be a resolution, or are they just studying it to study it to kind of push it aside?
Yeah, so the committee will go at least through the end of the last time it could meet is in December. That's when the legislative session ends. I spoke with the chairman, Rob Swearingen, last week, and he said that they may meet in through November. And so what will happen is if the committee can agree on a draft piece of legislation, they'll vote on that. And then that piece of draft legislation will have to go before a different legislative committee called the Joint Council, and then it could go to the floor. So there could be a resolution. There could be eventually a bill that comes out of this committee, and then it's voted on. I'm not quite sure how likely that is at this point. I think that there are the pieces of legislation they're looking at, it touches on a few things, and I think that the scope of the problem, as people see it, is quite wide. So this is an issue that I think that lawmakers are going to be dealing with for a while.
We have a caller, Mark from Plover. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hey, I just don't understand why we make it so hard. Let's have some fun in Wisconsin. Let's make this a place to come visit. We got good beer, good wine, good distilleries. Lighten up, folks. Let's just...
Let's have some fun. Thank you, Mark. We need that at 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people. I mean, I think a good number of folks on this folks who are on the side of craft brewers here say that. I mean, they want the landscape to be totally changed and modernized to allow people to kind of do whatever they want to be able to do when it comes to starting a new business and finding an innovative way to bring tourists and customers.
To be fair, though, this was started 80 some odd years ago, and what was going on around the country was a breaking up of trust and a breaking up of monopolies. The movie business famously had to break up; they couldn't contract and own essentially the stars and the movie theaters and what have you. So, how do you ensure that there's parity and competition if you do break up what has been put in place?
Right, and that's a key line of reasoning that we see, particularly from the wholesale tier of this system. I mean, they would, beer distributors, liquor distributors. I mean, particularly, beer distributors in this state. I mean, they when a beer producer signs a contract, often with a beer distributor or a wholesaler. I mean, they really become, a wholesaler would tell you, the mechanism by which that product is able to be has a chance at market. They create signs. They might, let retailers know about it so it can be on their taps. And they'll argue that they really are a key helper for a new beer manufacturer to give their product a chance. I mean, Deb Carey, who created the founder of New Glarus Spotted Cow Beer, will say she's been an advocate in the past of her wholesaler, that Spotted Cow, as we know it, wouldn't be what it is without the help of her beer distributor really getting her product on shelves, advertising for it. And so, yes, you're right. That's a very that's a key argument, is that this is really needed for fair competition and regulation here.
We have been talking to Caitlin Farrell. She is the public affairs and investigative reporter for the Cap Times. She wrote about fears in the craft brewing industry that new legislative rules might harm them. Caitlin, thanks for being with us today.
Yep, thank you.
I'm Carrie Kaufman. It's The Morning Show, and you are listening to the Ideas Network.